Greg and Greg Show knows how to party. Greg and Greg Show knows how to party.
How to party.
In the city of Dallas. City of Dallas. In the city.
In the city.
Of Irving.
Yeah.
That's it.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, it's Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Olds.
And we're back. It's Monday.
Yep.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah.
Explain.
Well, unfortunately, we did go to a funeral on Friday.
We did.
Which was then preceded by a drunken mess at a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, man. Okay, here's the problem. There's a lot of people that are familiar with me and that are going to be listening to this that understand what Joe T. Garcia's is.
Mm-hmm.
Joe T. Garcia's is a Mexican restaurant. It's a gigantic, humongous maze of a restaurant in Fort Worth. And they're famous for having a big, giant outdoor setting.
And we weren't there.
We were in the indoor section. And they're also famous for their margaritas.
And they were free, and they were as many as you want. Now, this is something real quick that I didn't know about the Gibbonses is. They are both horrible influences. I thought that Greg was a bad influence already, but Erica surprised me and is an even worse influence than you are.
What did she do that made it so bad?
Hey, Greg, you going to hook up with somebody? You should hook up with somebody. Hey, Greg, find a girl, hook up with her. You see her over there? Hook up with her. I think you should hook up with her. And she wasn't saying hook up. She was saying the F word.
That's my girl. That's my girl. I give her power bops on that.
She also said to me during the thing, don't grab my ass, as she walked past me in a church.
Again, that's my girl. Look, I can't put a leash on her, and I can't muzzle the things that she's going to say. She is, in her own right, her very own shock jock.
Uh-huh.
And there are times when she gets on a roll, and I just step out of the way and just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday was one of those days.
Okay.
See, Greggles is calling me a bad influence because he's making a beeline straight to the door.
I wanted to leave because I had had enough margaritas. I believe I was at 6 or 7 at that point, and I went, nah, it's time to go home.
Well, I caught Greggles as he was walking past, and we're all exchanging our goodbyes. And I'm like, hey, look, before you go, just have a margarita with me because I haven't really hung out with you at all.
And I went, no, I really want to go home.
So I put my arm around him, and I drug him over to the bar, and I said, look, hey, let's just have a drink.
And I kept saying, no, I really want to go home.
And I was like, look, it's just one margarita. What's it going to hurt?
I'm like, I've already had 6 or 7. It's going to hurt a lot because I won't be able to get home.
So I give him the funny stare that I always give him. And
I'm doing it. You can't see it, but I just did it.
I turned to the bartender and I'm like, 2 margaritas.
And I said, no, 1 margarita, not 2. I'm going home.
So we had the small little argument there of 1 margarita or 2 margaritas, 1 margarita, 2 margaritas. And he brought 1 margarita over.
Because he knew that I was done. I looked at him and I said, if you bring that, it's going to be on the floor.
Yeah, so he brought me the 1 margarita, handed it to me, and I think I shoved it in your face and said, drink this.
Yeah, and I took a sip, and because I knew you wouldn't let me leave unless I took a sip of it. And then you tried to pour it all down my face. And I was like, no, we're done here. So the bad influence Gibbons.
We're priceless.
We
are totally priceless. Well, it was a good gathering, that's for sure.
Oh, it was a good time.
It was a good service to remember the Crad Man, and then the party over at Joe T's was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Halperin got up, sang a couple songs there.
Everybody was crying
during that little moment. He played 3 songs, one of which was The Luckiest from Ben Folds.
Mm-hmm.
He also played the last song, which is his original composition, and then he played Let It Be.
He didn't play Let It Be.
What did he play?
He only played 2 songs.
Oh, he was going to play Let It Be.
He was going to play Let It Be, but Caroline, too sad.
Yeah, that's right. Caroline cut him off.
Yeah.
And I haven't spent a lot of time around Caroline Craddock,
mm-hmm.
but she's like the younger female version of Kid Craddock. I mean, obviously, that would make sense, right?
Let's just analyze what you said here. I haven't spent a lot of time around Caroline Craddock, but she's like the younger female version of Kid Craddock. Being Kid Craddock's daughter, I would imagine that that is what she'd be like. Like, for example, when your son grows up, I'll be like, it's like the younger version of Greg Gibbons.
Yeah, but not the female version of me.
All right, well then I'll say that about Abby.
Yeah, so she gets up there and she kept it together very mm-hmm. well. She did a good job.
She definitely did.
She got up and she told some jokes mm-hmm. and she sang a couple songs mm-hmm. and
Tim did make the room laugh when he said kid tried to play piano, but yeah. he wasn't really good.
Yeah, I know.
He also got some booze, which was very funny.
It was awesome. It was awesome. But anyway, it was a good time, and I'm glad that we got to be a part of that, for sure. Well, what else happened this weekend?
Sat around all day on Saturday.
Yeah?
Which was nice, and I unpacked, which I had to do.
Right. It's about time that you unpacked.
It's been a week.
Hey, but still, have you unpacked?
It's been a week and a very rough week at that.
Oh, come on. Work through it, man.
Well, I did. Yeah, I did on Saturday, you jerk.
Okay, so.
You try unpacking.
So you had to
unpack.
You had to unpack.
Yeah.
Like, how much did you pack, number one? I mean, I know you have everything, but, like, did you have dishes? Do you have boxes of dishes, or is it just clothing and a couple CDs and video games?
I mean, it was the stuff I own. It was my kitchen stuff. It was the spices I own. It was the food I had.
How many spices would you say that you own?
I say I own more than Russ Francis.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't eat anything that doesn't require bacon bits. That's the only spice he has. He puts it on baked potatoes every day.
I cook, so I've got a decent amount of spices.
Okay.
Like, I like cooking. I got some paprika.
Yeah?
I got different types of paprika.
Different types? Smoked?
No, I've got hot and sweet paprika,
ooh.
And then I've got regular paprika.
Wow.
So I've got a nice spice collection.
Okay. Do you have a nice spice rack? That's the other question.
I've got a nice rack, and I've got a nice spice collection. I don't have a nice spice rack.
Okay. All right, so.
So just plates and then cups. It's just all the stuff that, the house stuff. So I just had to unpack all that.
My buddy Kid Chris, who does mornings at Rock Station up in Cincy.
Uh-huh.
He used to do mornings for us down in San Antonio, and I called him one day, and I was like, this is on the air, because we were doing a bit. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I just washed my cup. He brought one cup.
Did he bring two girls?
No, he did not bring two girls. That's just a radio thing, I guess.
What, that you have one cup?
That's just very Bachelor radio-esque. Like, he had a plate, a cup, a knife, a fork, and that's all he had.
I mean, I have more than that.
Well, I hear that.
Trey owns nothing. We had to move Trey.
And it took you...
Big old moving weekend last weekend was I moved my stuff out. Then the very next day, we had to move Trey's stuff.
And you put it all in like a Red Rider.
We put it in a radio flyer.
Yeah.
And
radio flyer, that's it.
But Trey doesn't own like much.
Yeah.
Doesn't own many things.
A milk crate for an end table.
Essentially, that's it.
A beach chair for a couch.
He has a TV stand, a PlayStation, a fuzzy couch, a bed, and that's it.
See, that's all you really need.
In life. But I have more than that. But I don't have a kitchen table, which I need one.
Craigslist.
I'm going to Craigslist it.
Have you ever bought anything off of Craigslist?
I've bought a lot of things off
of
Craigslist.
Have you? Do you go and meet the person that sells it?
You have to. How are you going to get the thing?
Like, I mean, do you go to their place?
Yeah. How else are you going to get the thing?
I don't know, man. That just seems shady. I'd much rather meet, like, at a McDonald's parking lot or...
But then what if you don't want to buy it? Like, you go there and you didn't like it when you see it in person. Then it sucks for that guy.
Well, then I think you should give him a little bit of money for his time and effort. Like,
this
hey, here's 20
bucks.
Too
much. Just go look at it. If you like it, you take it.
Do you arm yourself?
Will you go to a garage sale?
No.
There are plenty of people that go to garage sales.
But
are
there's
you get
people, there's also people
sale?
That are at the garage sale.
Okay.
Like, if it's just like, hey, I got a couch. Why don't you come over to my place and check it out?
That's how I got my last couch.
Mm.
And I did do things for that couch.
Oh, you sicko.
Yeah.
What'd you do? Unspeakable acts?
Touching. Some rubbing.
Gross.
Grinding. This is just me and the couch.
Oh, okay. That's good. You walked in, and the guy's like, hey, you, on the couch now. And you're like, why? And he's like, I just want to watch you get frisky with my couch.
I'm really into couch stuff.
He got the guy that's selling it busts out the video camera.
Oh,
he's like,
yeah.
Hey, you, couch, get it on.
One guy, one couch. Check it out online.
What a creepy visual that is, man. Totally
couch
creepy.
Couch stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, man. I'm glad that you got moved
what
in.
What else did you do over the weekend?
Oh, does this require... This may require the music.
I don't know what music that is.
The "Hi, I'm Better Than You" music.
Oh, the GPM music.
Yeah.
Whenever you enter your house, it makes that music.
So, Saturday, we busted out the brand new bounce house / water slide for the child. It probably stands about 25 feet tall. It's called like the tidal wave or something.
It's bigger than my apartment,
yeah.
Essentially.
It looks like, from afar, it looks like a giant inflatable shoe. So you climb up one side, you slide down, and then it takes you up onto this like tidal wave type side where it flings you up on the side and then flops you down into the pool.
Now, can I play on this?
No.
Why not?
Too big.
It's too big?
You're too big.
I'm thinking the thing itself is too big.
If you tried to play on it, I wouldn't stop you from trying, but I think what would happen is if you climbed up, it would flop down.
That makes me want to do this more.
It's pretty awesome.
Can I come over and play in the bounce house?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And what'll happen is...
I'll destroy it, and then I have to buy you a new one.
Well, A, but B, if it doesn't get destroyed, I'll be the guy who sits down next to it with the water hose on the little gun, and I'll just squirt you as you slide down.
But here's the thing.
I'll have a beer in hand, and I'll just squirt you
with
the high-powered laser rifle.
You're going to be so just disheveled as you stand there in your jorts with your cut-off tank top shirt, sunglasses, beer in hand, and frowny-faced.
Uh-huh.
Why is that not your profile picture? It's the greatest picture of all time.
I don't know. Maybe I'll switch that over. I thought maybe that my 5-month-old kid would be appropriate.
I love the Aiden picture.
Yeah.
It's a great picture. He looks exactly like you. He makes the same doofy face that you make.
Uh-huh.
But the picture of you hosing down the child is the greatest picture ever. It sums up your life perfectly.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. Well, maybe I'll switch that out. Just for you, for a day.
Please.
I'll do photo switch out
and
for a
day. And if it gets more than 20 likes, it stays.
Okay. It's a good bet.
All right. Like, and if it gets less than 20 likes, I won't punch you in the face.
I didn't realize that was even part of the option.
I mean, I'm just saying that I won't do it.
Okay.
There's no threat that I'm going to do it, but this is a guarantee that I will not actually punch you in the face.
Okay. I like that. Speaking of punch in the face, did you watch Falling Skies season finale last night?
I would rather be punched in the face.
All right. That's going to do it for this edition of the Greg and Greg Show. We'll be back tomorrow with more good time fun stuff. Maybe a what would you do or an OMG what?
I'll have a what would you do ready.
All right.
Well, and if not, I'll just come up with one.
All right. There you go. Tomorrow on the Greg and Greg Show, facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow.
I hate when you do this. Just get to it.
What?
Just get to it.
We got over 1,000 listens on our Craddock post the other day.
Good.
Yeah.
But that's not part of what we're doing right now.
Oh. Yeah. Boo out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.